The changing face of the Lehigh Valley.
You're listening to Economic Pulse with Dr. Kamran Afshar.
Support for Economic Pulse comes from West End Associates, offering expertise on residential rental brokerage and property management and personal investment real estate consultation. For information, 610-435-9669 or westendassociates.com.
Change is the only constant, particularly for an economy. Economic change used to come at a slow pace, and it often evolved over decades. In 1850, agricultural employment composed 55% of total employment in the U.S. By 1900, despite a significant increase in the level of employment, agricultural sector's share of total employment dropped to 40%. Other sectors expanded faster. However, from 1900 onward, actual employment in the sector also shrank. Employment in the agricultural sector dropped from close to 12 million in 1900 to 7 million in 1950. And considering other sectors' growth, employment in the sector dropped to 12% of total, while sector's output tripled during that half century. Employment in the agricultural sector continued to collapse. Currently, out of 115 million people working in this country, only 2 million are agrarians. And despite this huge decline in employment, the sector's output is continuing to grow. Employment in agriculture, similar to the manufacturing sector, have fallen victim to American ingenuity. As more productive and efficient products are invented and produced, fewer people were needed to achieve the same level of production. It should be noted that the new mechanized equipment, which decimated employment in the agricultural sector, created an employment boom back then in the manufacturing sector. Of course, employment in manufacturing also fell victim to inventions, as we clearly had a ringside view to that here in the Lehigh Valley. The purpose of this long introduction is to establish that significant change in sectoral employment is more the norm than exception. The fastest growing sector in the valley during the first decade and a half of this century is in transportation warehousing. Employment in this sector has more than doubled. However, this sector is the next one slated for huge loss of employment as the new self-driving vehicles are finalizing their operating permits and the cost of fully automated warehousing system is starting to drop. The basic trend for employment is away from the use of labor for general functions, those which can be broken down to a set of finite steps and programmed in a computer. And this is the trend away from use of labor in production, where once was the base of U.S. middle class. And now, away from use of labor even in services. We have passed the era of giant online stores and now entering the era of self-driving vehicles, stores without checkout counters, and electronic tax preparers which can even carry a conversation. The age of the Jetsons is a lot closer than most of us think. This is Kamran Afshar with Economic Pulse from WDIY.